Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sills, Drummond, and Mooney to the right. Kirk is going through a hand signal here with the play clock. And third down. Going to slip it here to Sills. David tried to make a man miss, did it to five, and he scores! David Sills into the end zone again to give Atlanta the lead. Cousins changed the play, and Sills gets the touchdown.
There is no way that Sills should score on this.
That was a bright moment.
Thank God.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get into some more moments from the Falcons game in a moment, but here are the headlines. Before you head out, Lane Kiffin is headed to LSU, will not be coaching the Rebels through the playoffs. SEC Championship has Georgia and Alabama facing off this weekend. Panthers beat the Rams 31-28, and the Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll take on the Pistons tonight. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. So when I asked for comments after yesterday's loss, David Marones tweeted at us, "Why bother? I have watched my last game this year. I don't even have the joy of looking forward to next year because we didn't have a number one who might be a top 10 or, heaven forbid, a top 5 draft pick. And we would just draft a tight end anyway." So, where are you guys with the fan base at this point? Like, I mean, there are a lot of disappointed people today. You saw it all over Twitter.
It should be. Yeah. I mean, we can sit here and talk about the ups and downs. And I think that we do a good job on the show, or at least attempting to talk about the nuance of wins and losses in the NFL. But you just lost to a 2-9 Jets team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around that. Were you playing, quote unquote, your backup quarterback and, you know, missing your top wide receiver and other things? Yeah, but everybody in the NFL is dealing with that right now. This team has flaws in the way it's constructed. There's no doubt about it. And there's something else going on inside of that locker room that leads me to believe, and I talked to Grant about this yesterday, when you stink on special teams, it's almost always an effort thing to me. I mean, that's the way Keith Armstrong always put it in us back 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, there's flaws with this team, and anybody that's upset with what's going on should be. I still don't know all of the correct moves moving forward, but anybody's guess out there, aside from Arthur selling the team to me, is just fine because I don't know what the correct map is, and it can start with they need a clean house. Sure, if that's a starting point you want to start with, fine. But that's not the end of the map. You still have to put all the pieces back together to actually win games. And I'm not sure where I kind of sit with that, especially because of the quarterback situation.
I can't stand the clean house comment because normally it's thrown out there without any thought of just fire everybody, just clean house. Well, you just did that. You literally just, that was 5 years ago. You know, cleaning house for an organization, because see, here's what happened. You had Thomas here for 2008 to 2020. So that was 13 seasons, right?
Yeah.
That's good. When you a lot of people, when you cleaned house, it wasn't just the coaches. It was a lot of people that completely flipped over. And you just can't do that in organizations where you're begging for stability every couple of years. because you turn into a revolving door, and it's hard to get quality people to take you serious. And I mean quality people. I'm not talking about GMs. I'm not just really scouts either or coaches. I'm talking about trainers and the people that are the backbone of the organization that you don't know the names of and you don't see. And so when you flip over and clean house, you affect those too. And it gets hard for people to buy in that quality people to want to come at those positions and do it. Now, the reality is I'm at a loss because I'm tired of changing coaches too. And since Mike Smith was here, which was the first one under Thomas, you're possibly about to be on your fourth coach since 2008. That's a lot when you have organizations that don't change over. You got to win. But Mike Smith and Dan won at times, right?
Yeah, they did.
Now, the last two, you know, Arthur and Raheem, not. So I'm not sure what you do from top to bottom.
Yeah.
You can say we can fire the staff. I get it. I know people will have frustrations, and I think there's – it probably, if you did a poll, would be a closer poll if you talked about the GM's future than the head coach's future. I would think that more people would probably be – kind of fit, you know, it'd probably be 60-40 to get rid of the GM, where I think it's probably 90 or 80-20 get rid of the head coach. So I don't know. I'm wary of completely wiping out everybody up there. You just have to be careful with the flip, with the turnover. Constant turnover is bad. No good businessman or no good organization is ran consistently flipping things, but something does have to change. I agree 100% that something has to change there.
Well, we are opening up the phone lines for you to get your thoughts and feelings about yesterday's loss out 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Sam in Villa Rica. Sam, what are you frustrated with this morning?
Everything. 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 You know, I agree with Bo. I was one of the guys, one of the few people who was willing to give Raheem all plenty of time. I think it's a terrible idea to hire and fire coaches every 18 months, every 2 years. But he has accumulated some of the worst losses in the league. 30-0 to the Panthers. You get destroyed 34-10 at home by one win's Dolphins team. You lose to a 2-win New York Jets team who is terrible. And the constant second half collapses, which looks to me like there's no second half adjustments. It's like you have one play and a punch. There's no counterpunch. When the other team counters that, you have nothing left. And, again, I think it's a terrible idea to hire and fire coaches every 2 years. This ain't working. And also, real quick, Arthur Smith, I was glad to see him go, but the day after you fire Arthur Smith, you was in no man's land with no quarterback. Now, 2 years later, $100 million guarantees later, and a top 10 quarterback, top 10 pick later, you're still in no man's land with no quarterback. This ain't working.
That's a phenomenal phone call. Yeah. It's a phenomenal phone call, and I'm with him. I have erred on the side this entire last couple of months of making sure Raheem gets another shot, but moving on from Zach Robinson because I've been so frustrated and so furious, and I think that he did a good job bringing Jeff Ulbrich in. But now I start getting to a point where I go, okay, he had to fire Jimmy Lake. I've said multiple times on the show he should fire Zach Robinson, and now I'm not so sure that Marquise Williams is not the worst issue. Like the special teams. So I don't know how many more times I can kind of look at it and go, well, give him a shot to hire new. I maybe it's just something within. And I don't necessarily believe it's Raheem's fault. I think there are faulty ways that this team has been kind of put together. You know, we talk about the offensive line at times. It's like, oh, can't get a push on third and short. Yeah, they were built that way. We were built drafting first round linemen that weighed 300 pounds. That's how this team's put together. So
that's the problem for me though.
Yeah,
that's where we talk, Mike. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to expand on that point real quick. I think that's important. No one out there is going to talk to you about the truth. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear, which is fire everyone. Which, look, if you do it, I'm okay with it. That's because you've earned that. But the reality is it needs to be explained to the fans that not a lot's going to change. Jake Matthews is under contract. Chris Lindstrom's under a big contract. I think News is on a 2-year deal. Caleb McGarry, when he comes back, is on a contract.
Got extended the day he got hurt.
Like, you're not rebuilding the offensive line overnight, guys.
You're not going to draft a first-round quarterback.
Yeah. So, and now you've got two edge players who are going to be really good in this league, but you need to bring in a system that plays to their strengths defensively. That has to be said, doesn't it? That's my problem with just telling everybody clean house. It's a 53-man roster. There's 22 starters. Mike, how many of the starters are realistically going to change when you bring in a new coaching staff and maybe front office?
I don't know. That's the question, right? And that's why we can kind of talk ourselves in circles, and that's why I've always erred on the side of Raheem sticking around, because I do think that given the right circumstances, you could have a more successful offense than what you have now. I truly believe that.
I agree.
But if you want to bring in a guy who's going to run a different system or ask different things, and you are going to get rid of like a Dwayne Ledford as O-line coach, then we better have answers. We better have somebody that can plug right in and say, I know what to do. Not somebody that's going to say, well, if we draft this guy and find this guard and go out and – like, we're going to have the same problems. Unless you can find somebody that can marry the – I hate this word – finesse style of offensive line play – with the playmakers we have outside in the quarterback situation, you're going to be right back in the same boat.
And, you know, we can talk about everybody wants to, you know, I'm a big fan of the guy and Chris Lindstrom, but he got completely bulldozed yesterday by Michael Clemens.
Can't make that much money and look the way he does in some games.
In fact, Chris Lindstrom's actually the one that sacked Kirk Cousins because Michael Clemens threw him into him. So miss me with he's the best player on the offensive line. It's Matthew Bergeron.
Keep the tweets coming. We want to hear from you. We are all exhausted of having mornings like this. We need your thoughts at 929 Morning Shift. And this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Matthew's Kia of Cartersville as we get ready for Sunday's game against the Seahawks. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler. We've also got a $100 gift card we give out every week. Someone else takes home tickets to Falcons games. So there are so many prizes. Everyone's always shocked when they win. But the chances of winning are very good. So I will see you this Saturday, noon to 2, at Matthew's Kia of Cartersville. And coming up, we'll go in the huddle, zoom out on the rest of the NFL, see what's going on next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the give. This is Tyler Allgeier, and he will dive into the end zone. He peeled through the stack for the Atlanta touchdown. Tyler Allgeier. That is his eighth rushing score of the year, and the Falcons on the board with 9 seconds to go in this first half.
It is the morning shift at 7:26 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Welcome back to work. You got this. You'll get through it. Dylan is behind the glass. He's going to help us give away some Guns N' Roses tickets later on. That'll be in the 8 a.m. hour if you want those. Right now, we're going to go out to Keaton in Douglasville. He does want to talk about that Falcons loss to the Jets 27-24. Keaton, are you feeling a little bit disappointed this morning like the rest of us?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I want to touch on what Bo said. I can't blame just special teams. You know, it's a team game, and I believe that coaching is to blame for constantly not being able to make those clutch plays every single week with the talent that we have, both on offense, defense, and special teams. Two more quick points. Sad to see my Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets lose. I had a buddy comment on my Facebook post, one of my many hate posts this week, and he said, and I quote, "I hope to find someone who loves me with the same passion that you hate the Georgia Bulldogs." So I thought that was pretty funny. And then just one quick point. I think that Lane Kiffin's hiring in LSU will be the tipping point for college football. They're going to give him $25 million a year, and he's going to be poaching players left and right. And an uproar will be caused by this, and change will be made. Mark my words. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man. I hope you're right.
The thing for me, I want to touch on the Kiffin thing, actually. That would be interesting, because the whole point of him going to LSU was that he wouldn't have to be so reliant on the portal to recruit. That was like one of his whole things was, you know, I can get guys out of high school at LSU. It's easier to recruit the players, and the portal was where he was living. So that'll be really interesting. I do think this. I wonder if we're not very, 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 very close to the end of these major buyouts in college contracts. At what point does college football, the powers that be, the ADs, the school presidents, get together and say, we cannot continue to give these coaches these huge buyouts. We have to go to more, NFL-like contracts for head coaches. And I mean the buyouts when you're firing guys.
I'm going to one-up you. I'm not going to do it right now. But I'm going to one-up you in just a second at the top, because I got even harsher thoughts on some of the things you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Well, the World is coming to Atlanta this summer, and Friday we find out all the matchups for the World's Best Soccer Nations and players. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has a full day of coverage with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta Host Committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. And Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all of the matchups. It's all brought to you by McDonald's. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks. It's all Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, Mike, get your socks.
Grinch socks.
Grinch
socks. Man, I've heard it all now. That's awesome. My kids are going to want those. That's crazy.
At McDonald's.
You're a mean one.
Oh,
Mr.
Nice
Grinch. Word.
You do kind of have that voice.
He does.
Mr. Tony the Tiger.
All right, so the Panthers stunned the Rams, beat them 31-28. Carolina now is just a half game out of first place in the NFC South.
I mean, good for them. I hate to say that because they're obviously a division rival and everything else, but, I mean, this was 2 months ago. You're wondering if Dave Canales makes it through the season, if Bryce Young, you know, is going to have a fourth-year opportunity, and he delivered. This is not, from what I saw, a smoke and mirrors kind of victory where there's some kind of, you know, they delivered on offense, and they are without question getting better each week in the way they play and some of the throws he's making and the wide receiver core they have. So happy for them. They're actually developing talent for sure.
Bryce Young's just playing within the parameters what the defense has given him. It's just smart football, right? I mean, it's just in you added a lot of defensive players. You went and revamped some stuff. You've got, to me, one of the best players in the NFL and Derek Brown on your defensive front. The Rams were so red hot, you knew they were going to lose eventually. You would just hope it wouldn't be in Carolina, you know, because you're a Falcons fan.
Right.
But,
yeah,
I mean, like anything's going to plan this season. I
don't know. It is what, you know, I'll say this too. It was a battle of, you know, first overall quarterbacks, and I'm sitting there going, I can't believe Bryce Young is going to win between this two. Everything that we said, Matthew Stafford MVP, Rams best team in football, all that, I could not believe. You have to believe they're going to, you know, lose again. Don't get me wrong, but
right.
Just not in that setting, in that situation with you know, those things happening.
That's the NFL, man. Like, it is the most even league out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Bills beat the Steelers 26-7, and Aaron Rodgers refused to take the bait in a presser yesterday and pledged his support for Mike Tomlin.
I believe in the coaching staff. I believe in Mike Tomlin. That's why I came here. And players need to take accountability, myself included, and I will. And I will continue to. I got to play better. But there's 11 starters on offense, 11 on defense, plus with the personnel groupings that we run. And we got to have a Monday to Saturday that we can be really proud of, our best Monday to Saturday, and go out and play our best game. And take control of the division.
Yeah, I wish you'd hear that more throughout the league and from more people that cover the league, that there are players that have to be held accountable as well. The bigger story to me of this game was, well, other than the fact that Aaron Rodgers looked broken at the end of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks done, right? It was in his eyes yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
They said he had three bones broken in that wrist. He's standing there with a wrapped wrist, bleeding from his nose after Joey Bosa just
crushed him.
Essentially, like, ended him. Like, ended him. That was like Mortal Kombat.
Like, yeah, I was going to ask, like, Mortal Kombat, yeah. Sub-Zero or something?
Somebody, you were going to say, essentially, change the game. Nah, ended him.
Somebody screamed, finish him.
Yeah,
and,
fatality.
And like, he was, like, wobbling, you know?
Felt good about it.
But then the Josh Allen, Cam Hayward, who are literally two of the nicer guys in the league, if you believe, you know, what, you know, how they act and some of the things they do in the communities and stuff. Cam Hayward's one of the nicest guys ever.
Yeah.
And those two were like going at it.
Beefing.
And Hayward was very open about it. Yeah, he needed me in the stomach, and he said, well, I had to get you off of me because, you know, the piles get on in the bottom of the pile and everything. I'm sitting there like, do I blame Josh Allen? Not really. I'd probably need somebody too if they were laying on me. But then again, I don't blame Cam Hayward for being mad either. It's, you know, there's not always, despite what society wants to tell you, sometimes it's not always just one person's fault. Like, it's a culmination, and, you know, it does, both guys can be wrong and it doesn't make it right, but it's not always one person's blame. That would be a hell of a fight, though, man. Because that's not like Cam Hayward is that much. Josh Allen's a big boy too.
He's a big boy. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'll be interested to see if anybody finds the video. I haven't been able to find it. I'm sure that there's something circulating out there on Twitter because there's too many people looking. There's too many cameras. But when I looked for it earlier, I could not find anything. But Cam Hayward's not the kind of guy that would lie about something like that. So I'm sure there's
something in there. I believe Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
But I also believe that Josh Allen was probably like, yeah, get off of me.
And here's the thing. I don't know how many times you guys have ever been on your back when a 300-pound dude's laying on top of you.
Pause.
But it's not good. You usually do draw your knees up towards your chin just to make sure that you're, you know,
double
you're
protected. Pause. I mean, are you just trying to, like...
Just let it breathe.
Jeez almighty.
Hey, yo!
I feel like we're playing like a Mad Libs game or something.
Coming up.
I looked at Allie when I said that.
I did not look at
Allie. Did you realize what you were saying when you looked at me?
I did not want to make eye contact with Allie at that moment.
Coming up. Honestly, I do not remember what games you guys picked last week. I have no clue what my rando pick of the week was. But
you know what? I'm done with rando picks. That's what I'm here to say. I'm done with rando picks. You're ruining our records. Ruining.
So Dylan will have to take over for Man Up Monday.
I can say that it's not just the rando picks that are ruining y'all's record. Let me just say that to foreshadow what we're about to talk about here.
Stop.
All right, and we've also got it mic'd up.
Yeah, a visitor that comes once a year. Stop by our house. I'll tell you where he's at. See if y'all had the same thing going on.
That's next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. Before we get to Man Up Monday and Mic'd Up, how about those Hawks?
Yeah, how about those Hawks?
How about those Hawks?
They tried to give it away, didn't they?
They beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. Jalen Johnson had a career high, 41 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists.
I'm going to bring y'all in on the inside track of how things kind of happen in this business sometimes. So I got home last night from the game. I'm trying to turn on Sunday Night Football, which is evidently in some sort of dispute with Paramount. On Fubo, which is a whole shindig in and of itself.
Very frustrating.
I watched the Hawks game, and I believe I saw them up 6 with like a minute left. And I was like, okay, good. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then the update comes on my phone that they're headed to the first overtime. I was like, what in God's name happened? How did this happen?
Right.
And then at the end of the first overtime, I'm like, I think the Sixers are up by 4. And I'm like kind of watching back and forth, trying to get the kids asleep, doing all the nighttime stuff. And they gave it away. And then it bounced back to Hawks' favor in the second overtime with Jalen. But the whole thing from my peripheral, just watching out of the corner of my eye, I was going, what in God's name is going on with this team right now?
It was crazy because, again, I kind of took it in the same way as you. Yeah. Obviously, we both got back around the same time from working Falcons. And I turned it on. I was asking Simone, like, once I got back, I was like, what's the score of the Hawks 76 game? She told me, I was like, oh, yeah, it's go time. It's go time. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you know, like you said, close to fourth quarter. Yeah, they got this in the bag, good ball movement. And then Dyson blows a bunny, just to be quite frank about it, at the end of regulation. I'm like, no way. Tyrese Maxey hits that 3. And I'm like, no, last thing we can do is go into overtime. This ain't going to be good. Then Tyrese, who sent in overtime, like you said, missed them 2 free throws.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. I was like, bro, he couldn't miss. No. Tyrese was cooking us. His first step is just so good, and he's such a good finisher at the rim. But anyway, and then, you know, he blows the 2 free throws. Jalen comes up clutch, makes it 2-4, second overtime. And then Hawks did, I got to give them credit on this front, they did an excellent job of just putting their foot on the gas and just taking it in the second overtime. And they were pretty – hey, yo, I'll do it to myself. They were pretty dominant in the second overtime. And, look, I know they – It does seem like they gave this game away, and
they tried.
They tried to, and they should have won it in regulation, but kudos to the Hawks for being resilient, and that's the making of a good team, resiliency. Even though you face some adversity, you come back, and you still find a way to win. So the Hawks have all the makings of a good team right now, and I just want to say this real quick. Joel Embiid, he's looking washed, man. I know he just came. The game last night was his first game back since like what, early November or something.
Yeah,
he's looking washed, man.
Dang, that's tough.
He did not look comfortable at all last night. And again, I know he's just coming back from injury, but I don't know, man. Might be cooked.
Dylan, was your heart rate higher going into the first overtime or the second overtime?
Oh.
Like when you're just like, oh my gosh, figure this out.
Probably the second, because I'm like, all right. There's no way. Like once we got into the second, I'm like, come on now. We gotta close this out. There's no way we can lose a game like this. I was like, honestly, I was saying to myself the whole time, I can't take two heartbreaks tonight. I can't take two. I need the Hawks to pull through.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Very fair. Well, they will play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
All right, fellas. You know what? I said The rando picks were making y'all, you know, those decisions all the way bad. I'm actually gonna walk that back a little bit.
But only
for Bo, not for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Bo actually had a winning weekend this weekend. He went 3-2 this weekend. That brings his overall record to 29-27.
Dylan, I'm so curious. I don't even remember what games we picked.
Yes, so we picked Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I got that one wrong because I picked the over.
Correct. You picked the over. Mike, you also got it wrong because you picked Georgia minus 13.5. We'll get back to that in just a second, so hold your thoughts on that. We picked Texas A&M. Mike, you got that one right. You picked Texas plus 2.5. Bo, you got that one wrong. You took Texas minus the 2.5. We picked Packers at Lions. Mike, you got it wrong. You took the under 48.5. Bo, you got it right because you took the over 48.5. And then we also picked Chiefs at Cowboys. Mike, you got that right because you took the over 52.5. Bo, you also got that right because you took Dallas plus 3.5. And then we had.
So, what was the difference in the weekend, Dylan?
The difference actually was the rando.
Thank you. You tried to talk all that trash.
I did.
I said I'm done with the rando.
The rando, if you missed it, Kent State at Northern Illinois. Mike, you took under 44.5.
I got the doors blown off.
Yeah, the final score 35-31. Bo, you got it right because you took the over 44.5. But, fellas, real quick before we move on, the thing I want to point to is the one thing y'all did have in common for sure this weekend was y'all's takes on Georgia Tech. While different, both wrong.
Georgia minus 13.5. I think they win this game going away. I don't even think it's close. I've been an advocate for Georgia Tech all season. Think they're a good team, but that defense that we've seen over the last couple of weeks ain't going to stop Gunnar Stockton and the Georgia Bulldogs, especially at a neutral site this weekend, man. That's going to get, I think that one's going to get to about 17.
For Tech to win the game, they got to score every time they touch the football. They have to play mistake-free on offense. And I don't think it'll happen, but I do think that they're going to score in this game. That's why I'm taking the over. That's a huge over, but all right, I'll take it. Over 59.5.
Look, did I miss? Yes, but barely. All right, I wasn't that far off.
I wasn't wrong in my analysis that Tech had to score every time they touched the football. Maybe a little bit because it was 16-9, but they were abysmal offensively compared to what you come to expect at Tech.
Why was the over-under off by so much?
Because Tech had been giving up over 460 yards of offense per game on defense. I think Tech's defense had given up going to that game like three or four straight games of 30-plus points given up.
Yeah.
And they were scoring that much too, Allie.
Yeah.
And Georgia's offense had really been clicking as of late, and you just didn't think that Tech was in any way, shape, or possible going to stop a Heisman Trophy candidate in Gunnar Stockton, and you didn't really trust Georgia's defense to – nobody has stopped Haynes King. They've slowed him down a little bit, but no one is – I mean, that guy's averaging like 400 yards offense on his own.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody thought that Gunnar Stockton would come away from this game with 70 passing yards. Like, just point blank. I don't think anybody saw that coming. You know, I think that the running game, and I think Georgia fans would echo this, when Drew Bobo leaves the game, I think it was the end of the second quarter, the run game in the second half was not good. And you probably could have done more had he stayed healthy. I really felt like he was the key to a lot of things going on. He actually got hurt on the lone touchdown play of the game, got his foot stepped on and had to leave the game.
He had to come back in for that 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
Made a big deal about that.
Just to end Man Up Monday on a positive note, you both are still doing well, and this is still the best picking show in sports radio.
What's our record?
So, Mike, even though you went 2-3 this past weekend, you are still at a whopping 31-24-1. And Bo, you had a very nice bounce back weekend after going 1-3 the other weekend, 2 weekends ago. You went 3-2 this past weekend, and you are now at 29-27.
I'm just gonna say that there should only be one game possible for the random pick. It is championship weekend. There should only be one game possible. I'm just throwing that out there.
Virginia Duke or North
Texas. I'm just throwing that out there.
Game.
There should be only one game possible that Allie brings to the table this week. So.
Are you talking about the Fighting Steak Shapiros?
No.
Both
of y'all are wrong.
If Tulane wins, are they in the playoff?
Yeah.
It's the
top five conference champions.
You know what's going to be funny about that is Florida fans are irate that they didn't get Lane Kiffin. Yet, they might get the coach that's actually coached in a playoff game.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be funny.
That's always nice, man. Yeah, for sure. As always, your daily reminder that Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Teased this a minute ago, we have a visitor that showed up at our house last night. Comes around once a year, which is probably a little bit of a lie. Comes around 24 times a year because he actually has to go back to the North Pole each night and report back to Santa on how the young kids are doing at the household. So I'm curious if anybody else has got this going on. And I am going to be very gentle and careful about the way I talk about our friend, and his name this year is George. Yes, named after the Curious George.
Does his name change every year?
This is only year two.
Okay.
So we've got a different one named George.
Okay.
And last year, our elf that visited us was named Rockies. Don't know where it came from.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you. But Curious George has taken the place of Rockies. And so the elf showed up today. He hid kind of behind a mirror in our playroom.
Yeah.
Where the kids hang out every single morning. There will be probably much more interesting places that he comes to visit us each morning. The kids absolutely love it. He also wrote with an Expo marker on the mirror and said, "Hey, I'm back. I missed you guys so much. And Merry Christmas, and I'll see you again soon." So
hopefully he cleans that up.
Yeah, hopefully he does have some sort of Windex spray or some kind of cleaner to get that off of the mirror.
Leave some Windex out for him.
You know what I mean?
Was Rockies kind of mischievous last year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like got into trouble because
he was always eating the kids' snacks.
Oh, Rockies.
Yeah, he was, he actually somehow, I don't know how, but he brought a swing into the house and was swinging from one of the tops of the doors.
Whoa.
Yeah, he climbed up on chandeliers multiple times. And a couple times he had footprints after he left, powder on, or I guess maybe it was snow for the North Pole, on the bar. So I'm curious if anybody else. I am recruiting all input from people out there on the Twitters. I want to hear how your elf possibly showed up last night, like George did. And maybe he made more of an impact. But I think the overall thought process here is the elf doesn't want to make too much of a splash on day one.
Right.
There's many days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be too crazy and just crash through the window on day one because you know that there's 23 days to follow.
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon. So the elf was very smart to just kind of cling onto a mirror today. And just a little bit of Windex can, you know, all be cleaned up. But I'm curious. Hit me up. At 929 Morning Shift, or you can hit up the show, or at MPJohnson79 on Twitter. What did your elf show up like last night?
Man, and those elves, they get into all kinds of trouble.
Stuff.
So I'm sure you have snapped some photos. Please send this to us at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up, it is a wake-up call. You can call us, tell us what your elf is up to. Look, it's a Falcons Monday. And after a loss like that, it is your show. Call in, let it out. 404-726-0929. We're all frustrated. We all felt that gut punch. Let's hear it. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.